And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 19th of October. This year, October 19th to the 25th is National Wolf Awareness Week. The demonization and killing of wolves began in the early 1900s due to widespread misinformation about their danger to humans and livestock. Avid hunters quickly reduced their numbers across the country by hundreds of thousands. In 1973, the federal government designated wolves as the most endangered species in the U.S. Wolves were listed as endangered and given legal protection as a result. This listing allowed wolves to begin to recover. But in 2011, Congress delisted gray wolves in Idaho and Montana. This was the first time a legislative body delisted a species instead of an environmental agency. In 2019, the Trump administration delisted gray wolves nationwide, stripping the animals of all protection throughout the country. Immediately following the delisting, over 200 wolves were killed in just 60 hours. Today, only approximately 15,000 gray wolves and just dozens of red wolves remain in the wild in the U.S. At the height of wolf hunting in the 1900s, almost all wolves were eradicated from areas in and around Yellowstone National Park. 70 years without wolves drastically changed Yellowstone. Without predation pressure from wolves, elks became overpopulated and overgrazed the land and the trees. With less vegetation, songbirds began to decline. Without trees, beavers could no longer build their dams, and streams began to erode and degrade the environment. Without beavers' dams and the shade from trees and plants, water temperatures became too high for cold water fish. Wolves are essential to the functioning of the ecosystem in which they live, and their absence directly impacts the ability of other animals to survive and thrive. The greatest thing we can do for these beautiful animals today is refuse to support animal agriculture, as it is animal agriculture's interests that drive the killing of wolves. Today is the birthday of John Woolman, born on this day in 1720. John Woolman was an American journalist, Quaker preacher, and early abolitionist during the colonial era. Based near Philadelphia, he traveled through the American frontier to advocate against slavery and the slave trade, cruelty to animals, economic injustices and oppression, and conscription. Woolman was also a vegetarian. His brother once asked him to dine on poultry, to which Woolman replied, "What, would you have me eat my neighbor?" Woolman held a profound reverence for all of creation. He saw the interconnectedness of all living things and believed that humans had a responsibility to care for and protect the natural world. He opposed the overworking of draft animals and avoided stagecoaches as he believed the horses were abused. Woolman commented that true religion consists in an inward life wherein the heart doth love and reverence God, the Creator, and learns to exercise true justice and goodness, not only toward all men, but also toward the brute creatures. And here's a poem for today by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, Protest. To sin by silence when we should protest makes cowards out of men. The human race has climbed on protest. Had no voice been raised against injustice, ignorance, and lust, the Inquisition yet would serve the law, and guillotines decide our least disputes. The few who dare must speak, and speak again to right the wrongs of many. Speech, thank God, no vested power in this great day and land can gag or throttle. Press and voice may cry loud disapproval of existing ills, may criticize oppression and condemn the lawlessness of wealth-protecting laws that let the children and childbearers toil to purchase the ease for idle millionaires. Therefore, I do protest against the boast of independence in this mighty land. Call no chain strong which holds one rusted link. Call no land free that holds one fettered slave. Until the manacled slim wrists of babes are loose to toss in childish sport and glee, until the mother bears no burden save the precious one beneath her heart, until God's soil is rescued from the clutch of greed and given back to labor, let no man call this the land of freedom. Protest by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to speak and speak again.